The headline on a front page article in yesterday's LA Times: Experts See Major Shift in Al-Qaeda's Strategy. And the article goes on to say that the terror organization that once planned its operations with great care and detail is now more decentralized and spontaneous and perhaps dangerous. And that's in part because the U.S. attacks on Al-Qaeda have succeeded in killing and scattering many of its leaders. One of the experts cited in the article is Mustafa Alani. He's with the Royal United Services Institute for Defense and Security Studies in London, and he's on the phone with us now. Welcome to Day to Day, Mr. Alani.
Welcome, sir.
You see Al-Qaeda in these attacks in Istanbul, the ones over the weekend and today?
I believe the first fact is it is suicidal. The second fact is it is basically a foreign targets. Here in the beginning, we're talking about the two synagogues. The Al-Qaeda considers it as Jewish-Israelis targets, although it's on the Turkish land. And today's attack is basically a British targets on the Turkish soil. So this is certainly this Al-Qaeda targeting the Israelis and the British on different parts of the world. And the fact that it is no group really claim responsibility. And Al-Qaeda already threatened the British that they will pay a price because of their participation in the war in Iraq.
The Times quotes you as saying that Al-Qaeda is now stronger as an ideology than it is as an organization. What do you mean by that?
I think that the war in Afghanistan disabled the central command of Al-Qaeda and basically disintegrated. The main figure and the leadership is still alive, but I don't think they are able to function, really. Leadership needs communication, and communication is not easy to now command this sort of communication from Afghanistan. I think we witnessed a major shift and new strategy in Al-Qaeda to survive after 9/11. Is decentralization, farming out operation to local groups. And basically what we witness from the attack in Riyadh, it is the 90% or 100% of the attacker were Saudis. The attack in Casablanca in Morocco, they were Moroccans.
This attack in Riyadh was in Saudi Arabia just a week ago.
Yes, just a week ago, and one previously on the 12th of May. So it is local groups.
What is their relationship to Al-Qaeda?
I think the relationship is Al-Qaeda now, what the tactic of Al-Qaeda is sending one person to a local community. He able to establish a cell, local cell. And this man not necessarily stay in the place. He might go back to Afghanistan or Pakistan. So basically Al-Qaeda now, there is no direct link from the investigation in Bali, investigation in Saudi Arabia, investigation in Morocco. Nobody was able to prove there was direct day-by-day control from the center.
But some Al-Qaeda agent is perhaps contacting almost local franchises who are carrying out these attacks with the knowledge and cooperation and perhaps help of Al-Qaeda?
Yes, certainly somebody from the leadership supervising this sort of sales and helping them with the knowledge, know-how, technique of making bomb. All the direct control, the direct command and control over these operations is no longer is there.
You're also quoted as saying that you think Al-Qaeda is no longer on the defensive. Al-Qaeda is on the offensive with this kind of franchising strategy that it's following.
If we look since 9/11 and since the war and the United States basically attack on Taliban and the dismantling of the regime, we have major operation. Al-Qaeda proved that able to recover from the attack. We have the Bali, we have the Mombasa, we have the attack on French oil tanker Limbrick in Yemen. We have operation in Iraq, we have operation in Saudi Arabia, we have operation in Tunisia, operation in Morocco, operation in Istanbul. So certainly the Al-Qaeda now take the initiative. It is no longer in defensive, it is in offensive.
Mustafa Alani of the Royal United Services Institute for Defense and Security Studies in London, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, sir.